Shrubbus Radio. Hop on the Shrubbus at gmail.com. You can send us an email. Check us out on Facebook, Shrubbus Radio, Twitter as well, Shrubbus_radio. That's where you can find us. Right now, we're going to talk to a friend of ours named Ryan, and we're going to talk about retards on the road. How you doing, Ryan?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good, man. How you been?
Just hanging in there.
That's cool.
We're about to talk about the stupid stuff that people do on the road. Like, the minuscule things that most people don't notice, but people who drive and just observe people see just the stupid, ridiculous things that people do that just piss you off, dude. And I know, Ryan, that you've got plenty of those.
Right. I know you wanted to punch many of babies while driving your car.
And kittens. Don't forget about the kittens.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. Man.
Beer down.
Yeah, great.
It was empty.
Steve, so tonight, man, on the way here especially, it's slick as hell out on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally saw this chick. Of course it was a female. I don't care what anybody says. Female drivers suck.
The worst.
So I'm heading over here, and this chick wants to turn right into a parking lot. And she's on a little bit of a downward slope. Forgets that it's winter outside. And she starts to hit her brakes as normal, and all fours are locked. But she continues to try and turn right. She does just enough turning to kick her car right up onto the sidewalk, continue through the landscaping, and hit the sign for the bar. Now, and I see this happen. I'm like, what an idiot. Like, it's just humorous to see how stupid these people can be. And then she immediately throws the car to reverse. So the lights are on. She's backing up. All the cars on the road panic and swipe it into the far lane. And she backs up. She backs right back up into the right lane. Like,
because that's the smart thing to do.
My God. I mean, that's like a stupid thing that they do. But what I want to touch on are the stupid little things. Like, okay, Ryan, I know that your wife does things that just boggle your mind. Am I right?
Women do. Ryan.
What?
Dad, way to fucking pay attention, dick.
Stupid call. I'm paying attention. It's hard to hear you guys.
Oh, it is?
What's hard to hear? Like,
Eric's kind of echoey.
Oh.
Well, deal with it.
Dude.
I'm trying.
Listen, man, dude, I've heard it for years from you. Your wife does things that drive you freaking AWOL, okay, right?
Oh, man, you don't even know.
Like, one specific thing that you told me about a year ago is how you're coming up to a stop sign and you need to turn right. You don't need to come to a complete stop when you're turning right, but...
And nobody else is around.
Nobody's around. Nobody's around, and you tell me that she comes to a complete stop, look left and right.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
And you're at, like, a four-way stop?
Yeah.
At a four-way
what
stop
the
in
fuck?
The middle of the country. You can see both ways for 2 miles, but she still four-way stops.
There's no reason to even stop. Just blow past that bitch.
That's the stuff that...
I don't get it.
That's the stuff that just makes you mad, because when you're the guy, you don't want to be sitting shoddy no matter what. You want to be in control of that car, right, Ryan?
What's that?
Yeah, good. Unless you're drunk. Like, if you've had some beers, you want the woman to drive. Right, Ryan?
No, even then you drive yourself.
Yeah.
You're still a safer driver.
Yeah.
It's worth the risk.
Trust me. Unless you're absolutely drunk to where you're throwing up, then it don't matter who's driving.
Oh, Jesus.
Screw
it's about equal. So guy throwing up drunk is the same as woman driving normally.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Not even that. Just get to the next stop sign, crack open the door, and just let a Ralph onto the road, and you're good to go.
Shit. I got a good one for you. On our way last weekend, before the snow started flying, there was a newer style Volkswagen bug in the ditch. All these people stopped to help this dude out. And we're hauling probably about 65. It's slicker than shit out. And this guy, instead of stopping and waiting for us to pass in our truck, which we're doing 65 miles an hour in, he just pulls right out in front of us into our lane and everything, and we fucking end up sideways on 131. Just ridiculous. I wanted to stop and pound that dude a new fucking face.
I don't blame you, dude. Man.
Don't blame
me. It's amazing. It's completely amazing what people do while they're driving, or what they're not doing, I should say.
The small stuff, like especially like when you're on a highway on ramp, that means one thing: accelerate your car.
Right.
Because all the cars on the highway are doing 80.
Yeah.
You don't want to fit your car in between two of them doing 40 miles an hour by the time you're getting onto the highway. 90. That when I am on the on-ramp and somebody is doing that, like 35, 40, I have never tailgated somebody so much. Like,
right.
My Chevy bow tie is resting on their back window. That's
dude,
how
you,
hard
you
I
pull
am tailgating
a,
them.
You want to pull a pit maneuver and just punch them in their fucking head.
Get them
oh,
out
man.
Of...
I got a whole new thing I do now. If somebody's driving ridiculously slow, I give them a bump at about 10 miles an hour faster than what they're going. I don't give a shit. I'm in a piece of shit beater. I'll bump their car all day.
So you actually put your car on their rear bumper?
Yep, I actually touch my front bumper to their rear bumper.
How many times have you done this?
I've probably done this. Oh, I just started doing this before winters. I've probably done it about 10 times already.
Jesus Christ. Was your wife in the car with you? Because I can imagine that she would absolutely go bonkers.
God, no, dude. She'd be flipping out, having a freaking heyday.
What the fuck do people do when you actually touch the vehicle with yours? Do they, pull over? Like, oh, you just rear-ended me and I'm calling the cops? Or do they get the message?
Well, I still can't believe you even do this.
Most of the time when it happens, it's because I'm on the highway. I'll be in the left lane cruising at 80, like, freaking normal, and then you'll get Joe Blow doing 65 in front of you, and then he doesn't want to get over at all, so I just give him a little bump, tell him, hey, motherfucker, I'm right here, you better get the fuck over, I'm gonna run you over.
65 miles an hour, you contact another car?
But
65 is ridiculous on the highway. If you're doing 65, you need to be shot.
Do you realize it's easy just to get into the left lane and go around?
Oh, no. No, I would be in the left lane. They would be in the left lane all
okay,
time.
Well, I can reverse it then. It's easy to get in the right lane and go around?
No.
No,
Ryan,
that's not an option. I usually have no problem passing people. I got a left foot.
Ryan, I know you, and you are... You use the middle finger more frequently than anybody I know in my life. It doesn't matter if they're a 16-year-old person... Or if they're a 75-year-old lady sitting on a pillow to reach her gas pedal. You don't even keep the finger within the confines of your car. You will literally roll your window down and protrude your entire arm from the window into their face.
I will try and stick it into other people's windows if I can.
Now, Eric told us a story maybe a year ago when... You both were in Allendale about the shitty car that you drove with a $400 spoiler on the back, and there was something about you guys going in front of the Admiral gas station, and you had no brakes, or using your e-brake. And I've heard this story from Eric many of times, and I want to hear your version of it, because I almost piss my pants every time I fucking hear this story, because it's so goddamn funny.
Yeah, so it was my second car. My mom bought it for me. I think we spent $400 on the car. I probably had $800 into a stereo system into it, you know, the $400 spoiler, cut the muffler off. Dude, it was a Rice Master, man. I was toning everything. But I blew my tire out and got a flat tire, so the brake lines went bad, so I didn't have any brakes. Well, it just so happened that one brake on the e-brake wheels would actually work. So we're flying down M45 doing 60, and the light turns red all of a sudden, and I'm like, oh, shit, what do I do? So I drop it all the way down into water, and this thing just revs up super high, almost 7,000, I'm sure. And then all you hear is... Everybody at Admiral is standing there staring at my piece of shit car while the system's slamming louder than anything I can hear.
He just repeatedly pulls the e-brake because it sends the brakes to one back tire. So with each pull, the car is kicking sideways. And so I have my arm on the roof holding on for stability. And I look to the right, and every single person pumping gas at the gas station has their eyes locked on us because we are squealing the tire on this car in order to stop for a yellow light. And this car has rust everywhere with a $400 aluminum spoiler on this thing.
What kind of fucking car was it?
Color.
It was a 89 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra.
With a fucking $400 spoiler?
Yeah, I borrowed it from somebody. Well, I didn't borrow it. I got it from somebody who bought it for their car.
Silver?
And,
Ryan.
He bought a fiberglass one, and I put it on for free, so I didn't pay for it, but it was just the greatness of it.
Ryan, do you remember your Jetta?
Yes.
Do you still think that car was the shit?
No.
Thank God, fucking
no.
God. Dude, you had...
Did it cost like it was this shit? Yeah.
You had a turbo on that car, and you spoke of that car like it was goddamn Jesus himself punching you in the wiener. And that car had an exhaust leak like none other, and the fucking... If I remember right, the turbo was blown? Am I right, or is that...
I had a cracked piston. It ran too much boost, and I cracked
that's,
one of the pistons.
That's
so
what
just
it
tried
was.
To run it.
That's
I
not remember, really a big deal.
I remember sitting at Extreme... I remember sitting at Extreme Car Audio and you talking like that car was the Messiah himself. And me, I don't remember who I was with, just looking at that car saying, I don't see it, man. That sounds like shit. But I don't know, dude.
Going back to the silver car, he had... the spoiler on it and everything like that. And what we did was we took the stock box for the intake, removed it all. We took it all out and called it a cold air intake.
Cold air intake, man.
There was no...
Dude, didn't you get a plastic bag stuck in that shit or something?
No, actually, I ran it over pulling out of McDonald's parking lot.
That's outstanding.
All the only thing he had coming off of the throttle body for the intake was a plastic elbow. No filter, no box. We removed that because,
oh my God.
Because we thought that was like 20 horsepower to the wheels.
Wait, when you say we thought, like you were a part of this.
Him and I, yep.
You're
16 years old and...
Hey, We're 16. We wanted all the bolt-ons we could get, dude.
We let...
That's not bolt-on. That's bolt-off, retard.
We were pulling...
Reduction, man.
We were pulling out of the McDonald's, and that was the only thing we had...
In Allendale.
...for intake.
Oh, my God.
We left, heard something get cracked, so we hit the brakes, and we look behind us, and we see...
piece of your car.
The plastic tube broken. He goes... Fuck, man, my cold air intake is broken!
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, and there was not a red light we pulled up to, no matter what it was, if it was a Ford F-150 or a freaking
Chevy
Camaro, we would throw his car into neutral with no exhaust on it and put that thing up to $7,000 and bounce it off the limiter about
three times. Believe you're saying we. This is a Buhlmann thing. Did you support this, Eric?
Dude, it was
much. This was an everyday thing, dude. Every day after school, we'd put $5 in the gas and go off street racing in this thing.
All right, what's the least amount you've ever put in your gas tank, Ryan?
Probably $5.
Damn, son, dude, there was a couple times with me. You remember Tom? He's in the Army now. It doesn't fucking matter. Dude, there was a time that we put 67 cents of gas in the car just to get home.
Jesus. Oh, God.
We
got to do what you
got to do. That's right, man. We were poor living in A-Town.
We literally took his...
it's rough.
We literally took his silver car all the way to Rivertown for one specific reason. To drive through the covered parking and put it up to $6,000 and set off a minimum of 6 car alarms.
No, you didn't.
Yes, man. Absolutely,
that's
didn't we?
That's $10 in gas when you don't even have a fucking exhaust.
That was the funniest thing.
That was our Friday night, man. Friday nights.
Normal people with nice cars goes to Grand Haven and shit, and, you know, we're impressing bitches. You guys go to Rivertown just to rev your shit underneath a parking ramp.
I looked like such a loser. I had no idea what I was going to do with my life at this point except build cars and piss people off. Managing a
Denny's, douchebag. That was your goal, dude.
My whole life's goal is just to piss people off one person at a time, I guess. And that was definitely a way to do it very fast.
That is how we cracked the mold on that lifestyle, is that silver car. That became known throughout the town as just don't bother with them. They're just going to be assholes and swerve at you.
I can't believe it. This shit's crazy.
That's awesome.
Jesus. But, Ryan, dude, me and Ryan, I was a freshman in high school, and you, what year did you graduate, 06?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you're ahead of me. So, I'm a freshman, you're either a year or two, according to you, ahead of me. And we're in Mr. Yarnold's fucking algebra class, and both of us are stupid, so we had no idea what was going on the whole time. And listen to music. You let me borrow your Kanye West CD, and I kept that shit for maybe 6-7 months, probably. And, dude, you just getting at me, pissed off as a motherfucker. Hey, bro, where's my fucking CD? Like, dude, I'll bring it. I just kept forgetting. Dude, you got so fucking mad at me over a Kanye West CD. Stupid. I don't know. So, what...
I don't know what we're yelling about!
So, what other... endeavors have you had in vehicles since I've known you? Obviously, you and Eric have, you know, been in contact, but myself and you have not. I know you had that shitty... go ahead, by all means.
What happened?
Best one ever would be a kid I used to know, Joshua Reed. I don't know if you guys know him or not, but he used to have like a 91 Escort four-door hatchback. Just regular ass car, and there's those gravel pits in Allendale, and there's just a bunch of areas where these dudes were not taking their trucks through and everything, and I just jumped in the driver's seat and I start mobbing this Escort through 4 foot freaking ditches and shit like that,
dude. I ruined it.
This thing.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I ruined my 86 Chevy through that shit. Like, my truck was undrivable after I got done with that shit after one night.
I bombed an Escort through that, and the whole time, like, the car is just slamming up and down because we're going in and out of these ruts. And the whole time, we're just laughing our ass off, and then the kid I was with, Josh, he gets all scared and everything because I start heading towards a tree, and he starts freaking out just over one little tree. But me slamming his car into these giant-ass potholes ain't hurting nothing at all.
What kind of drugs were you on at the time?
And whose Escort was this? I know the car only cost...
Recreational crack smoking is good to go.
This was his Escort, and he was up actually visiting from Ohio at the time.
There's no way he made it home.
So, yeah, he drove this car all the way back home and back up again where the the rear struts finally blew out and it like came through the back part of the wall.
They literally blew through the body of the car.
Yeah, blew right through the body of the car.
Oh my god.
We had to go to a Tuffy and they had to jack the car up so we could weld new braces in.
Jesus Christ. Ryan, where do you live now?
I live in Wayland.
You're in Michigan again.
Yeah.
You were living in Chicago for a while, right?
Indianapolis,
Illinois, Chicago. It's all the same fucking state.
It's all the same shit.
Jesus Christ.
That's all that matters.
Dude, the last time I seen you is when I was cutting grass for my guy, Tim.
Yeah.
And I seen you in the fucking bread factory rocking a blue DC shirt. And the first thing I thought, seeing that DC shirt, I was like, that's fucking Ryan Buhlman. I haven't seen that cat in 2 years, son. All right, well, you're in Michigan, dude. We got to hang out sometime soon, all right?
Whatever, man. Hit me up.
All right, we're going to fucking cut off this podcast. Hit the space bar, bitch! Start the music.